Welcome to your deep dive. Today we're tackling this mystery that's been around forever, like over a century, the double slit experiment. You guys sent us some seriously fascinating stuff on this, and wow, it's got me thinking, did I like totally dream through high school physics?
It's one of those things, right? Seems so simple, but then bam, it makes you rethink like everything.
Okay, so before we totally blow up reality as we know it, let's start easy baseball. Our friends over at ShareTechNote use this analogy, and it's actually, when you think about it, really clever. So, picture this. Pitching machine firing baseballs at a wall. But this wall, it's got two narrow slits in it.
And behind that, a giant screen. Like, you'd see it in a game, but this one's catching all those baseballs, marking the spots.
Got it. So after 100 pitches, what did we get? Two clusters of marks, right? Right behind those slits.
100%. Baseballs, they're predictable. Like, tiny projectiles, classical physics, straight lines, the whole deal.
Makes sense. But, and here's where it gets wild. Instead of baseballs, we're shooting electrons. You know, those tiny things, way smaller than you could even imagine.
Talking about the absolute building blocks here, and to make it even weirder, we're not even, like, spraying them. It's one at a time. Each electron on its own to the barrier, maybe through one slit, maybe both, then hits that screen.
Okay, so our pitching machine is now like an electron gun.
Same question, though. Two neat clusters on the screen, like a bullseye behind each slit.
Right. That's what you'd think. Tiny electron baseballs whizzing through. But, and this is the whole mystery, we don't get that. The double slit experiment, it shows us an interference pattern.
Hold on. An interference pattern? Like, isn't that a wave thing? You're saying these electrons are acting like waves, not particles.
You got it. It's like each electron, even solo, is interfering with, get this, itself. Like, it's going through both slits at the same time, creating this wave effect on the other side. So, a single electron is in two places at once. Okay, this isn't just weird science. This is like the universe is messing with us. Tell me more about these variations of the experiment. This is where it gets good, right?
Oh, yeah. It's like scientists were trying to trick the universe, trying to find some way around this. So first, they're like, let's just fire a ton of electrons at once, not one by one. Imagine, like, swapping the pitching machine for a fire hose.
More electrons, more chaos. So, what happened? Did they break the weirdness?
Nope. Universe was like, think you're clever, huh? Still got that interference pattern. It's, like, baked into reality, you know?
Okay, so more electrons, same weirdness. But what about, like, making it harder? What if you just block one of the slits? That's got to force them to be normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, particles, not wavy things.
You'd think, right. And it changes things, I'll give you that. But not how you'd expect. See, block one slit, no more interference pattern, gone. But instead of that nice cluster behind the open one, you get this smear. Like a broader band of hits. Diffraction pattern, it's called.
So it's like the electrons that would hit that block slit, they're not part of the wave anymore. Like, each electron needs the option of either path to do that interference thing.
Exactly. The potential, right. That's what matters. It's like the electron saying, well, I could go that way, so that changes how I act over here.
Okay, my brain's officially hurting.
Yeah.
So they're waves, but only when we don't look. How'd anyone even, like, start figuring that out?
Had to invent a whole new way of thinking about physics. Cue the dramatic music, wave function.
Wave function. Okay, for those of us who didn't, you know, build a quantum computer in our basement, what are we even talking about here?
Imagine, like, a recipe, but for an electron. Doesn't say where it is, but all the chances of it being places. There's this much chance it's here, this much there, maybe even a bit over there.
So let's, like, here it is, more like roll the dice. Could be anywhere on this list.
Bingo. And this is where it gets really wild. When we try to measure, like, which slit did you go through, little electron, shine a light, whatever, interference pattern, gone, poof.
Wait, you mean just by looking, by trying to figure it out, we force them to choose?
Yeah.
Like, our observation, it changes reality.
That, my friend, is the observer effect. And it's about as deep and freaky as physics gets. Like, what's real, man? What's just us looking at it? I'll other podcast that one.
Okay, this is way beyond electrons acting up. This is like the universe is hinting at something at a deeper level, and we're just peeking through the keyhole, this wave function, this recipe. That's how we even begin to grasp this.
Sort of, yeah. Remember those chances, the alpha, beta you mentioned, ingredients in the recipe? They help calculate where that electron might be. And, gotta love them, those calculations, they involve complex numbers, not just probability, but phase.
Okay, this is where I usually nod along and pretend I follow. Complex numbers, phases. Can we do this without my brain melting?
Picture it like this. Each electron has got a tiny little clock. Phase is where the hands are pointing. When those clocks sync up, Boom, bright spot in the pattern. That's constructive interference. Out of sync, dark spot, destructive. All about those waves overlapping, you see.
So it's like each electron has its own little roadmap, and those roadmaps are messing with each other, creating the pattern.
Now you're getting it. Those phases, those tiny clocks, that's the key to the whole wave thing.
So we've gone from like baseballs to electrons with tiny clocks, right? But this isn't just some like physics puzzle in a textbook, right? This is all leading to something huge, quantum computers.
Yeah, this is the big leagues now. The name says it all. Quantum. This experiment, as freaky as it is, it's how we get to a whole new way of like thinking about information itself.
Okay, so connect the dots for me.
Uh-huh.
How do we go from these wavy electrons to computers that could like change everything?
Think about your laptop, your phone, whatever.
They use bits, right?
Yeah.
Zeros and ones. The language of computers.
Right, and those bits are like on or off, a one or a zero, but not both at the same time. That'd be nuts.
Exactly. But the quantum world, it plays by different rules. Instead of bits, we've got qubits. And a qubit, thanks to all this weirdness we've been talking about, it can be a zero, a one, or both at the same time. Superposition, baby. Whoa. So it's like a qubit has, what, superpowers? It can explore like multiple paths at once. No wonder everyone's losing their minds over this stuff.
You got it. That's the power of quantum. Do multiple things at once and suddenly problems that would take a normal computer like until the sun explodes, quantum could crack them fast.
Okay, you got to give me examples. What kind of problems are we talking about? Spill the quantum beans.
Think about something like designing new medicines. You need to know how molecules interact, but those simulations, they're crazy complex. For regular computers, it takes forever. But quantum, it's like they can explore all those possibilities at the same time, way faster, new drugs, boom.
Okay, that's huge. And what about like breaking codes? I've heard quantum could crack the encryption we use for everything online. Is that another one of those like impossible problems it could solve?
Bingo. The codes we use now, they rely on the fact that factoring huge numbers, it's basically impossible for normal computers. But a quantum computer, Shor's algorithm, look it up. It could blow those codes wide open.
So we're talking insane potential, but also like some serious things to think about. It sounds like we're on the edge of a whole new world here. Kind of exciting, kind of scary, right?
100%. It's like we've found a secret door and behind it, there's this whole other reality. We're just starting to figure out the rules of the game. But by understanding those rules, starting with something as simple as the double slit experiment, it's like we unlock the future.
It really makes you think, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what else don't we know? A huge thank you to you. This was amazing. Really helped me wrap my head around this whole quantum thing.
Anytime. And for everyone listening, if your brain's not totally fried yet, we've got more mind-bending stuff in the show notes. Seriously, go down that rabbit hole, ask the big questions, because the more we learn about this universe, the more we realize we don't know much at all.
That's it for this deep dive. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing.